The Bulletin Board Talent Show. Making news. Even though he's only 12 years old, Matt Norsham writes a column for the Provo Daily Herald and has interviewed such celebrities as Larry King, Lavelle Edwards, Kurt Bester. Matt's disabled brother was the subject of one of Matt's favorite articles, Learning from My Brother Daniel. Matt serves as a Deacon's Quorum secretary in his home ward in Orem, Utah. A musician with tradition, wanting to carry on a family tradition, 17-year-old Amanda Kiawi learned her Hawaiian music skills from her grandmother, Auntie Genoa Kiawi, who is famous for falsetto voice singing. Somebody told me one time, someone needs to carry on your grandmother's tradition, because when she goes on, all her songs will be lost, and we're only going to have records, explains Amanda. I would like to carry on the tradition. As Amanda performs in prestigious concerts in Hawaii and Japan, her grandmother sometimes joins her. Every time I sing with my grandmother, I'm always the happiest, says Amanda, a Laurel in the Awamalui Ward, the Honolulu, Hawaii stake. Attention all artists. The Museum of Church History and Art is looking for young artists between the ages of 12 and 18 to enter its fifth international art competition. Entries should be inspired by Book of Mormon stories or values as the coming forth of the Book of Mormon or the impact of the Book of Mormon in the lives of people around the world. Now, past entries have included quilts, embroidery, textiles, pottery, ceramics, jewelry, wood carving, photography, sculpture, drawing, prints, and painting. Entries are due on November 22, 1999. An exhibition of selected works will open in March 2000. For entry forms, contact your local distribution center or contact Karen Westenskow, phone number 801, area code 240-4615, at the Museum of Church History and Art, and you can send a letter to 45 Northwest Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3310, or email at westenskow@ldschurch.org, O-R-G, Westenskow, spelled W-E-S-T-E-N-S-K-O-W. Key players. When Ollie Fugel was released after 75 years as organist for the Woodbridge Ward, New Haven, Connecticut stake, her grandson, Tim Sancher, was ready to take over. 15-year-old Tim, who had learned to play the organ from his grandmother, became the ward's second youngest organist ever. The youngest, Grandma Olive, who became the ward organist at age 14. Two other young organists, 13-year-old Kent Daniels of the Haley First Ward, Cary, Idaho stake, and Freya Cross, age 15, of the Normanhurst Ward, Sydney, Australia, Greenwich stake, also play for their wards. Glad scientists, after discovering which grasses are less likely to produce allergenic molds, Preston Cardinet and Joshua Miller, both age 12, were chosen to represent the state of California in the Bayer National Science Foundation Awards. Their discovery made it possible to plant in public areas grasses that are less likely to cause allergy-related health problems. Preston and Joshua are deacons in the Roseville Second Ward in the Roseville, California stake. Right now, missed the deadline for the New Era Writing Contest? Don't despair. Here's another opportunity to share your talent. Brigham Young University is looking for a few good writers in its annual Rewriting Contest. Prizes will be awarded in the categories of fiction, poetry, personal essay, and critical essay. For contest rules, check out the BYU English Department's website at humanities.byu/english/awards/ldshs.htm. Or you can contact Elizabeth Walquist, Rewriting Chair, 3125 JKHB, the Jesse Knight Humanities Building, Brigham Young University, Provo, Utah, 84602. Entries will be accepted between January 1st and February 1st, 2000. End of the Bulletin Board. First place fiction